This is VOA News. I'm Richard Gree. The White House said it is looking into reports about the alleged use of U.S.-provided equipment in what appears to be a raid by anti-Putin Russian volunteers Monday in the Belgorod region. Russia called the incident an incursion by saboteurs deployed by Kyiv. Officials and Russian state media referred to the alleged attackers as militants and terrorists. Ukraine denied involvement in this week's Belgorod incident, calling it an act by disgruntled Russians. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. does not support the use of American-made equipment for attacks inside Russia. The Republican governor of the U.S. southeastern state of Florida officially announced his campaign for president Wednesday. But as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, the announcement did not go exactly as planned.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis launched his campaign in a special Twitter Spaces feed, criticizing President Biden.
He lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
But there were technical problems that led to starts and stops, audio glitches. DeSantis was asked why he chose Twitter. He compared it to his COVID lockdown opposition, lamenting a lack of free expression.
Because he's a good businessman, Elon. I'm sure you'll end just up...
Just to simplify that.
Even that was marred by an audio glitch. Donald Trump tweeted, "The DeSantis Twitter launch is a disaster. His whole campaign will be a disaster." But still, DeSantis says they raised $1 million in the first hour after the announcement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. and South Korean forces began their largest ever live-fire exercises on Thursday, simulating a full-scale attack from North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry says some 2,500 troops from the South and the U.S. participated as the five-day drills kicked off near the border with the North. This is VOA News. U.S. and South Korean forces have been carrying out various types of military training, including air and sea drills, involving American B-1B bombers in recent months. North Korea has reacted furiously to the exercises. Leader Kim Jong-un has said the planned launch of its first spy satellite was necessary to counter perceived threats from the U.S. and South Korea. Official estimates released Thursday revealed annual net migration to the United Kingdom reached a record high 606,000 in 2022. The Office for National Statistics say the increase was driven by non-European Union nationals, including refugees under the British government's Ukraine visa schemes, and people migrating for work and education. High levels of legal migration has long dominated Britain's political discourse. The topic was one of the main drivers for the Brexit referendum in 2016. The leaders of the Brexit campaign had argued that leaving the European Union would give Britain greater control of its borders. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak called the number of people arriving in the UK from elsewhere too high in an interview with ITV News. U.S. President Joe Biden praised Tina Turner Wednesday as a once-in-a-generation talent that changed American music. The legendary singer died Wednesday at her home in Switzerland at the age of 83. Turner burst onto the music scene in the 1960s and early 70s with her husband Ike Turner on such hits as River Deep, Mountain High, and Proud Mary. After leaving Ike Turner in 1976 due to his violent behavior, she became a global superstar in the 80s with such hit songs as What's Love Got to Do With It and We Don't Need Another Hero, as well as her dynamic live concerts, earning her the nickname the Queen of Rock and Roll. In sports, the Florida Panthers are heading to the National Hockey League's Championship Series for the first time in 27 years. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996 following a dramatic finish in a 4-3 win over the Hurricanes. Matthew Tkachuk's second power play goal of the night put the Cats ahead 4-3 with just 4.9 seconds remaining. It came 3:17 after Jesper Foss tied it for the Canes and held up following video review. Tkachuk also had overtime goals in the first two games of what became a sweep. Ryan Lomberg and Anthony Duclair also scored for Florida, and Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 36 shots. I'm Dave Ferry.
You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green.